As we continue in these days, these very old days of Easter, and of course we have reread again the beautiful readings from this last Sunday's Mass, the beautiful Epistle of St. James. And of course the Epistle of St. James, though it and St. Jude are the shortest ones, is filled with wonderful wisdom. And of course the Gospel, in which our Lord speaks about the fact that he is about to leave. And it reminds me, because of the language that's used there in Latin, not in English, of that very beautiful tradition. It's not infallible, but it is a tradition of the church where our Lord appeared to St. Peter. St. Peter was in Rome, and he heard that he was going to be put to death if he didn't leave. He had to rush out, flee, as so many people flee. And then all of a sudden, as he was going out of Rome, he saw our Lord rushing to Rome. And St. Peter was confused. And so he asked him, Domine, quo vadis? Lord, where art thou going? Quo vadis? So if anybody ever asks you, quo vadis, you're supposed to say, where you're going. And of course, we hope we will go to heaven, but that doesn't mean that we will. So anyway, that reminds me always of that particular tradition. And our Lord left his footprints on the stone. They were on the Appian Way. And right outside of Rome, there's a small little church where that stone, where the footsteps of Christ are impressed. And there are many, many thousands or hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of pilgrims go every year to pay homage to this particular place. St. Peter, on the other hand, he saw that he grew ashamed. St. Peter was very familiar with shame. He was always ashamed of something he did or something he didn't. And maybe we should have that more among ourselves, that we should have shame. It's a very wonderful quality of the Catholic spiritual life, shame. And so he said, well, if he's going to Rome, he's going to go to get killed. I'm going back. And of course, we know that he was put, later on, St. Paul was put in the same prison, the Mamertine prison, underground, where there was just a hole, barely enough, big enough for somebody to get in. It's still there. I've been there several times. And that's where they would lower their food and their water until he was put to death. In addition, today, even in this calendar, but it's not in the Missal for whatever reason, and of course it's a very special day to Pope Leo, because today is a feast of St. Rita de Cascia. St. Rita is supposed to be the patroness of impossible cases. If you have something that's impossible, ask her. Along with St. Jude, Thaddeus, they will take care of you. And St. Rita, who had a vocation to the monastery, her parents, when she was 12, forced her to get engaged to some guy whose last name was Mancini, but not the musician. She had two sons with him, and then the enemies of Mr. Mancini killed him, and she prayed for forgiveness. The two sons, however, wanted to avenge their father, which would have been a mortal sin. So the true Catholic mother, she prayed, let my sons die first before they commit a mortal sin. Now that's the true Catholic mother. Now, oh, keep them safe, you know, keep them out of harm's way. No, let them die before they commit a mortal sin. And they were both killed. And then she entered the Augustinian monastery and ended her life. And just recently, her body was exhumed from the tomb for the sixth time, it said. And she is pretty much incorrupt, just dark, but she is pretty much incorrupt, and I'm sure If he hasn't been there yet, Pope Leo XIV was very, very devoted to her and wears her relic around his neck, will go to visit her. So today, we celebrate also this feast of the Saint of the Impossible, Saint Rita. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.